Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Good Friday. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to just give a disclaimer off the bat that, well, it's not a disclaimer. It's credit. I'm not going to give the names, but I did glean some other people's ideas to the prayer this morning. So it's going to be a little different, but we will start it out just the same. For such a time as this, Lord, each and every day you bestow upon us your love, your grace, and your mercy. It is because of your sacrifice that we now have liberty and eternal life and freedom. Freedom from the sins that bind each and every one of us. O Father, most merciful, in the beginning you created us, and by the passion of your only Son, you created us anew. Work in us now, both to will and to do what pleases you. Since we are weak and can do no good thing by ourselves, grant us your grace and heavenly blessings, that in whatever work we engage, we may do all to your honor and glory. Keep us from sin and empower us daily to do good works, that as long as we live in the body, we may always perform service to you. After our departure, give us pardon of all our sins and receive us to eternal life through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. We remember today the pain and the suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so we could be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice to offer us the gift of eternal life. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Forgive us for being too busy or distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you freely given. What you have done for us. Each one of us. Thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. Thank you that we can say and with great hope, it is finished. For we know what's still to come. And death has lost its sting. We praise you, for you are making all things anew. For such a time as this, it is in Jesus' name that we continue to pray each and every day. Amen. I have some Good Friday scriptures before we get into the nitty-gritty of things, but out of Romans we reread, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." And in Isaiah, it was prophesied that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. And out of Peter, 1 Peter 2:24, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." And of course, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." You know, greater love hath no man but he lays down his life for you. Jesus did that. We are just completely clueless as to the sacrifice that he truly gave. What if God had done nothing for us after Adam and Eve did their little thing, fell into sin? Where would mankind be today? Would we not be in total chaos in the world, completely consumed with sin? Would we not be doomed to an eternal hell that would make the chaos here look like a cakewalk? But he did do something. Remember John 3:16? The sacrifice was planned from the beginning because man was given free will and man chose poorly. And we almost always do. However, God brought to us salvation and new life and hope. The word and the truth are in him, and he is in us. John 14, he says, show us the Father, when Christ is speaking to the disciples. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I have to say are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. So today, my friends, are we living in a broken world? We are living in a broken world full of sin and rebellion. But that rebellion, you must understand, even though it seems personal and there are many personal attacks on many people that are very prominent in the limelight. But the rebellion that we are seeing in this nation today and around the world is against God himself. So what if our founding fathers had done nothing back in 1775 or 1776? What if they had done nothing? What if they just said, oh, you know, that's the way it is, and we'll just go down this road? And what if the Father, the Heavenly Father, would have said, oh, you know, these guys, I created them, and they're just pretty much worthless. We'll just leave them to their own. Well, are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Are you a Libertarian? Are you a Conservative? Are you a Liberal, a Progressive? Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian that's dismayed at the path of our nation is taking? Is America the modern-day Nineveh? Are Christians today like Jonah, who was more eager to condemn the people of Nineveh than to pray for their salvation? Are we stubborn and too full of ourselves to pray for our enemies? You know, that isn't easy to do, especially if it's a personal enemy. Those who tell you strange things like sex and gender is a state of mind and not biology, they are lost souls, absolutely lost. Those who fear the doomsday calls of the left are lost. And those claiming the doomsday climate change are lost. But they are evil in the fact that they are profiting by it and using it for power. Money changers, tax collectors, liars, property takers, sex traffickers, they're nothing new. But they are still sin. Throwing babies in the water to drown, that's not new, but it's still evil. The woke crowd, they scream their lies loudly and demand equality, but in truth it is slavery they want. Your slavery. We should not fear their lies. How do we as Christians justify that the enemy speaks louder and bolder than the children of God? We need to step up, my friends. Belly up. Not to the bar, but maybe I should say knee down. Pray. And then take action. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. We have Daniel Turner with us, and I think he's got a little burr under his saddle. How you doing, Daniel?
Beth Ann, happy Friday to you. Happy Good Friday to all of our listeners out there who are remembering this important day. And I hate to say happy early Easter, because you're really not supposed to celebrate Easter on today. But you know where my heart is, so happy almost Easter.
We should celebrate Easter every day, because the resurrection is every day.
That's true. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. What's going on? Well, we know what's going on, but let me have your synopsis of what's going on.
For those who are wondering why I'm laughing, it's because I do text with Beth Ann very often, and sometimes I feel like I'm talking about you as if you're not on the phone. Sometimes I feel like Beth Ann is my guidance counselor / sister / life coach, and a video broke.
No wonder you're in trouble.
A video was released of our beloved transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg. Now, remember, in case you forgot, Pete Buttigieg knows nothing about transportation, but he checks the diversity box, and so he is now the transportation secretary, and we're all supposed to pretend like that's fine. And Pete Buttigieg has made a very big deal about the fact that he wants to push this Green New Deal. He cares deeply about ending the fossil fuel industry. And to prove a point, he is biking to work because he cares about the earth. And he has been set on the record, the roads are for everybody. They're not just for cars, which for those of us who live in rural America, you know can drive you crazy, because bicyclists can sometimes be a real pain in the tuchus, especially when you're driving farm equipment down the road and there are three bikers riding abreast and you want to say, get off my darn road, I'm trying to drive a tractor. So I'm not always
get the combine going. They don't move very fast. They've got a country song about that, you know, Daniel?
So Mayor Pete says the roads are for everybody, and I bike to work to the transportation department to prove that I am green. And a video broke of little Mayor Pete. I call him little because he's only about 5'4". Little Mayor Pete getting out of his fleet of security-driven SUVs, and they pull out of the back his bike, and he bikes like the last couple of blocks in front of all the cameras with his security detail. He puts on his little helmet, and that is emblematic of the left. The left is nothing but show and fake and phony. The Joe Biden campaign was fake and phony because they knew they already had it in the bag. They knew they were going to steal it, so they went through the optics, right? They go through the optics of this green nonsense because they want you to think it's real, but it is all fake. Fossil fuels bring Mayor Pete to work, and his little tiny bike power is the last quarter of a mile. And this is the nonsense we play with the left. We pretend the green energy works. We pretend wind turbines work. We pretend you don't need fossil fuels. And it's all just a bunch of lies. So thank you, Mayor Pete, on this Good Friday when we know what the truth is. Thank you for showing us the truth with your little tiny bicycle and your little helmet biking a quarter of a mile to work. Nonsense.
Well, where's Hollywood? Where's Hollywood with these guys? I mean, aren't they teaching them how to edit a video, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
or not.
I guess maybe that wasn't there. But, you know, he could have at least acted like he worked up a sweat that quarter of a mile.
Yeah. You know, Mike Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, once got caught doing this. He would talk about he takes the subway from his mansion in the Upper West Side down to City Hall, and then it was discovered really his caravan would drive him 95% of the way, and he would get on the very last subway stop before City Hall and then get off the subway with all the cameras there and be like, oh, you see, I took the subway just like all you New Yorkers.
Just like every normal people, just like the rest of you peasants.
Exactly, and it's just all lies. It's all just a bunch of phony, phony nonsense. It's the same as Prince Harry when he gave that speech at the Google executive climate change, and he decided to do it barefoot to say, like, look, I'm so much one of you, I'm not even wearing shoes. Meanwhile, the guy has a fleet of palaces, even without his title, and bought a $15 million mansion in Malibu that I'm sure runs on fossil fuels. It's just all lies, right?
And well, I'm sure all those palaces are all run by solar energy and wind energy. They don't have any,
yes,
you know, gas, yes, furnaces or electric furnaces or electric heaters.
Yes, and by an awful lot of humans. You know, it takes an army to keep the royal family comfortable. And I'm sure they have an army of staff in their Malibu mansion, right? I like to think, and I know I'm not a perfect person, but I like to think I don't have a covetous heart, right? I mean, we always want more things. We always kind of want a bigger house and more cows and more. But I really like to think I do not have that true envy. I know there are wealthy people in the world who have private jets and mansions and beach homes, and that's never going to be me. And you know what? That's unfortunate, but that's reality. Those people should stop pretending that they are one of us. Donald Trump never did. Remember, he took his helicopter into the Iowa State Fair and offered it for rides on kids and said, one day, kid, you can be a billionaire like me.
He even said, you know, Air Force One's nice, but mine's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And people accepted that because they know that's what he is. He's never pretended to be anything he wasn't. Not really.
No. And I don't expect the transportation secretary, who no doubt has a target on his back. We do have crazy people in this world, and all cabinet levels and high-level government officials sadly have to have security details because look at poor Steve Scalise. When crazy Bernie Sanders get a bug under the skin, they open fire on us. Remember, it's always been the left that's fired on the right and never vice versa, but that's for another subject, Beth Ann.
Well, I don't think anyone's going to hear that anywhere. Yeah.
No, exactly. I don't pretend he's one of us. Why pretend you are? Just be honest.
You know, I've got a question, and it's a legitimate question for you and for the listeners and for Beth. You know, last night as I was watching this news, and you see everything, and you hear the absurdities, and the left just keeps screaming their lies over and over and over again, and ignore the truth, you know, like the Asian woman that was beaten. Everybody stood there and watched it, Daniel. They watched it. I don't think I could have watched it. I think I'd have filled a bucket of water and thrown it on that guy. He might have killed me, but I don't think I could have just stood there and watched that. I'd beat him up if I was big enough, but I'm not big enough to beat him up. But, you know, why don't we fight back? You know, not just on the street like that, but when they're sitting there hollering that we shouldn't give our children, you know, male or female at birth, you know. Why aren't we fighting back?
No, I mean,
Why are we so timid? We are already victorious conquerors. Why are we acting like little mice in the corner?
Those security guards who watched that lady get beaten and did nothing, you know, on this Good Friday, there was one guy who jumped out of the crowd, and we know his name from Scripture, Simon of Cyrene, who said, "I have to help this man." Right, and that's why we remember his name. We don't remember the thousands of people who stood by and watched. We remember the one person. Scripture remembers the one person who said, "This is whatever it was. It wasn't his Christianity because it hadn't been invented yet. It was his human heart that said, I have to help this person." And we need to do that. We need to be that person for each other, for society. And it's just awful that those security guards just stood there and thought, I am not part of this. It's not my responsibility, right? And that's the coarsening of our culture that we've allowed. And maybe changing directions from Mayor Pete Buttigieg, that's our message for today, is the coarsening of our society. We need to go back and be more Simons of Cyrenes and help each other carry our crosses through life.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, that was also prophetic, because at least it was an example to what we all should do, just like you said, help others carry the cross. You know, for the most part, it seemed to me that the Americans were willing to let the left just continue to beat up on Donald Trump and his family. Even now, they're still doing it. They've told Laura Trump any video, any word of anything of Donald Trump will be removed from social media. So why aren't we removing social media? We are the ones with the power, and yet we stay silent. We're like little sheeples. By the way, I'm a little upset with you. I hear the music. I never got a picture of the shearing last week.
Oh, I'll send them right now. As soon as they hang up,
okay.
I will send them. Sorry.
That's okay. I forgive you. Because that's what it's about. Thank you, Daniel. You have a blessed
God bless you, Beth
weekend.
Ann.
I hope you get to spend it with some of your family.
Thank you. I will. Hopefully you too.
All right. Give your mama a hug. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Why do we stay silent? It's time that we started making noise, righteous noise, but make noise. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm kind of stuck on this today. You know, what if God had done nothing, and what if the Founding Fathers would have done nothing? And America, today, what if you and I do nothing? We're watching this unfold, and I got kind of upset last night. I've got a lot of things going on in my life. I'm a little bit emotional. My husband came into the kitchen and just started talking to me. I about jumped out of my clothes. I just jumped last night. I'm on edge. I said, I'm on edge. But what if we do nothing? And so I sit there and I watch the news all night long. And I was watching. Now, I'm not trying to pick on him. It's just that I watch him every night. And I watch Newsmax every night. You know, and I try to kind of jump in back and forth. But I was watching Hannity, and he gets so upset, and he gets so mad. And then they go on to the next story. But other than, and I'm talking to me too, other than sitting and talking, what am I doing to bring a nation home? I'm trying to educate you. And maybe that's what Sean's doing. Sean has been in this business for years. And he may say once in a while, you know, call your senator or call him. We haven't given the number out for a while to call your representatives or your senators. But what the left is pushing right now is going to destroy this nation. You and I will survive, more than likely. But what about our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren? What about your nieces and your nephews? What about that little boy up the street? Or that one you saw graduate from high school, and now he's getting married and has children? Do we not care about these children? The posterity of America? I was looking at Ed Martin. I need to talk to Ed Martin. I really do. I was looking at him. Now, he's with Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Forum. And he's been with her for a while. Of course, she's passed away. But he sends links, and they're coming from different places, not from the same resources or anything. He's got one here from Life Set New, Site News. He's got one from PJ Media. I kind of like that one. One from AON. One from Fox News. One from somebody named Elizabeth Johnston. And one from The New American. So I'm just going to give you the titles of these. And we've talked a little bit about them. And if you want to call me and give me a brief, I mean very brief answer, you know, what if we do nothing? Or how can we scream louder? Maybe you got an answer. It can't just be you and me. We can't just be out to save you and me for this day or tomorrow. This has got to be futuristic for the posterity of America. H.R. 1 poses radical threats to the American Republic. H.R. 1 is legalizing everything they did illegally in the stolen election of 2020. That's basically all I can tell you. For them to sit there and say they're against the different states that are taking on and putting in place these laws to make sure that there is election integrity, and they're calling it election, what are they calling it? Election fraud or, stifling, trying to keep people from voting. That is such a false accusation and a lie. It's a lie about whether or not what these laws are actually saying. And what I was thinking was, why don't these good media outlets, even a local newspaper, why don't they print that a bill that's coming out in Georgia, one in Arizona, why don't they print the actual act or bill so that all the people can read it? Because the media is lying about it. So why don't they print it? Why don't they hand them out? Mail them out. That costs money. I always wondered about that. Why do we pay the government to send a government letter? I've always wondered about that. Because we pay for it. Okay, that's a little rabbit I'm chasing there. Arizona Senate hires a team to audit the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County. That's one of the headlines. Newt Gingrich, Biden's infrastructure plan would kill jobs. Well, we all know that. He's already killed thousands and thousands of jobs since he's been president in less than, I don't know the days now. Seems like forever. And I was thinking last night, how are we going to survive till 2022? Police defunded major cities, feeling the loss of police funding as murders and other crimes soar. You know, I was thinking, at Easter I always think about this, because not only was Christ crucified, but he was condemned innocent. You ever stop and think about that? He was innocent. They washed their hands of what they were about to do. And that sin and that blood is on the hands of the people. He was declared innocent and then was crucified for the sins of the world. He might have, you know, been washing the sins or the blood off his hands,
ritualistically. But in reality, it was Christ, blood, that was washing the sins from all of us. So right now in this nation, what we are seeing is just an abhorrent attack against Christianity, against Christ, against the living God, and anyone who believes in Him. So they want to do away with the sexes, not with sex. They want to have sex with anything and everything. They want to do away with the genders. You can't call them this or that. You can't say he or she. They want to do away with that. They want to take your young girls and make them men. They want to take your young boys and make them women. They're okay with dropping babies, 3-year-old, 5-year-olds over a fence, or a 6-month-old in the river. You see, that's okay with the left. They're not crying out about that. The human trafficking that's going on. They're not crying out about that. They don't see it as a crisis because what they see it as is new votes. They see it as a collapse of the West. I had in here, and I don't know if I printed it off, but where Russia is gearing up. I think I've got it up here on the website. But Russia is attacking Ukraine right now. Well, Ukraine was in the news quite a bit during the impeachment trials, weren't they? I can't find it real fast. I'll get it during the commercial. But it's something that you need to be aware of. It says here, too, then, CNN quietly changes articles claiming there is no scientific consensus for what determines biological sex. We talked about that yesterday. The Pentagon abolishes Trump's transgender ban. Why do you think this is so important to them? The left is obsessed with destroying humanity. Do you ever wonder why? You know, why did Swalwell have sex with the Chinese spy? Why did the chicken cross the road? I don't know. But he's an evil man, and he's in Congress. There's no wall around the border of the United States, but there's a wall around the house that belongs to the people. And it's time the people started making some noise. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. 800-296-1213. That's 800-296-1213.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Join Jason Chavis Tuesday, May 4th for Vitae Foundation's 29th annual pro-life event. Jason is a former congressman and now a Fox News contributor. While serving as representative, Jason rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Jason is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women who are facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Don't miss Jason Chavis. May 4th, reserve your seat today for either the luncheon or the dinner event. Go to adsforlife.org. Join Jason Chavis and the Vitae Foundation May 4th, Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. Register now before the event sells out. adsforlife.org. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've got a little announcement I want to make, and then I am going to share with you what I found out about Russia. Missouri Republican Assembly in 2021, the Pledge the Platform rally will be conducted on April the 7th in the main rotunda of the state capitol. So if you're listening and you're in Missouri, this is a message for you. If you're not in Missouri, you can still listen, and maybe your state is doing the same thing. Hosted by the statewide Missouri Republican Assembly, some of your favorite groups will be participating in a call to our elected representatives to firmly uphold Republican platform, which we elected them to uphold. Our featured speakers will be Mark and Patricia McCloskey. If you remember, those are the ones who got in trouble there in St. Louis and bravely defended their home from rioters and looters. Co-sponsors confirmed thus far for this event are Concerned Women of America of Missouri, Children Education Alliance of Missouri, the Conservative Americans Club, Informed Health Choice Missouri, Missouri's Coalition for Transparent and Secure Elections, and the Missouri Precinct Project, which they call MOP. Other invited organizations include groups focused on pro-life, civic service, Second Amendment, and voter security issues. Come join and fellow conservatives as we remind our legislators that we need them to boldly stand for our values and our Constitution. It says visit the booths and connect with fellow conservatives. It starts at 10 a.m., and the rally is at 11 a.m., and they'll wrap it up around 1 p.m. The only thing I can complain about is every time they have one of the rallies, it's when I'm on the air. So I can't ever be there. All right, so what's going on with Russia? And maybe you've already heard this because it kind of came out yesterday evening. But Russia is massing troops on the border of the Ukraine. Now, I want you to stop and think about that right there. China is gearing up against Hong Kong, isn't it? That they're,
Taiwan.
Huh? Taiwan. And Russia is gearing up against Ukraine. Biden is renegotiating nuclear weapons with Iran, and he refuses to recognize Israel. So, I don't see how any of this could possibly go bad, do you?
No, the Middle East is heating back up.
War is everywhere.
North Korea launched a projectile, I heard the mainstream media call it. They didn't call it a missile. They just call it a projectile. So you could just use your imagination. What was it, like a firework with a parachute on it? Yeah, it is crazy.
Oh, projectile. It was missiles when it was Trump. He's shooting missiles. He's going to cause a war. But Trump didn't cause a war. If you're a hater of Donald Trump, I want you to go back, do your research. Go back at every prophecy that the mainstream media Trump haters gave that never happened. And then I want you to look at what's happening with the Biden administration. War is heating up all over the place. And America, not that I want to get in war. I do not want to get in war. But they're going to send our kids. So we'll have a little less joblessness because they're all going to be in war. We're in a mess, my friends, because we have stayed silent way too long. Thomas Jefferson quote here, "Rightful liberty is obstructed action according to our will within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others." There's limits being drawn around us, but it has nothing to do with equal rights of anybody. Putting a wall around the state, the house of the people, is wrong. The insurrection, that's fallen apart January 6th, so now they've got a couple of cops that are going to sue Trump, Capitol Police. Jefferson also said, "I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and is necessary in the political world as storms in the physical." You know, electric storm, a good old thunderstorm cleans the air. The American people need to clean the air. I don't care if you're burning up the phone lines. I don't care if you're getting carpal tunnel from writing letters. You need to get involved. Locally, if that's where you're more comfortable. On a state level, if you're daring enough. I have a young man that's been talking to me. He's not somebody that ever wanted to get involved in politics, but he's worried about what is going to be left to his children. And he has youngsters. He says, "I'm convinced we've become a nation of cowards, where nobody wants to speak up." His wife is an educator. They've made the decision to homeschool. Think about that. Think about that. Thomas Jefferson said, "The spirit of resistance to government is so valuable on certain occasions that I wish it always to be kept alive." The spirit of resistance to government. It will often be exercised when wrong, but better so than not to be exercised at all. Wow. I like a little rebellion now and then, he said. I know I didn't say that when my kids were home. Just saying. You know, it really is up to the American people. Those people in your state capitol, those people in your town, the mayor and the aldermen, the school board members, you're their boss. That doesn't mean you can be a rude dude, but you're their boss. So you have every right to ask questions. And if they get all puffed up, you say, just calm down. Don't vote for them the next time. You see, it's all focusing around money. And right now, they're going to collapse this economy. We may not recognize it as a collapse because it'll be, I don't know, it'll be camouflaged as something else. But it's going to be what Obama is doing through O'Biden. I have no doubt in my head that that's what's going on. He got all puffed up because Trump started redoing and X-ing out some of his socialistic legislation and executive orders. And so that's why they're going in there and they're doing their game and they're going to take away all that Trump has done. So we play these games. We see Buttigieg putting on a show. We see Kamala Harris, Kamala, laughing at the American people. She's representing the United States of America. I used to get in trouble for laughing here on the air a lot. But you understand what she's doing? She's laughing through her lies. So you're distracted. She hasn't got an honest bone in her body. Biden was never a good guy, and right now he's being used. It's elder abuse. I agree with Daniel. But you know what? Biden's been abusing the peasants of America for a long time. And he's been in bed with China. And it's time for the American people to stop letting it happen. And to stand up boldly and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.